Lord, we've been driven to our knees. Receive us in your grace. Paul Simon is one of American pop's greatest songwriters. You can debate among yourselves whether he is the greatest. His music is beautiful, eclectic, and fun, while his lyrics are complex and insightful, and also sometimes fun. But I don't think of him as a particularly cheerful poet. Think of The Sound of Silence or The Boxer. And tonight's selections from his extensive songbook highlight his role as the poet of disillusionment. The songs present us with symbols which hold deep meaning for many people. Elvis Presley's home, Graceland, which is a place of pilgrimage for his adoring fans. Babies, imagined as the infant Moses in the basket who will someday lead the Exodus to freedom. Technology, promising us days of miracle and wonder. And most poignantly, at least for me, as someone born and raised in the United States, in American Tune, the song we heard before the gospel, with its references to the Statue of Liberty and the Mayflower. Whether in pop culture, children, technology, or the grand symbols of our home country, the singer in these songs is looking for something to hold on to, some relationship, some meaning, some hope. But their journey is full of ghosts and empties, misinformation and beatings, bombs in baby carriages and nuclear fallout. And the Statue of Liberty is a way to see. Written in the 1970s, what a striking image this is today, after the last 4 years in the US. American exceptionalism is dying. The Mayflower is a mythic ship that sails the moon. We can't be forever blessed. Throughout the First World, the symbols and power structures of white supremacist colonialism are being challenged, and we're all weary to our bones. And yet, as the singer dreams, their soul flies and smiles reassuringly. Maybe these symbols still hold a kernel of truth. Maybe they connect us to something valuable. So I wouldn't call Paul Simon's lyrics hopeless, but they're not exactly joyful. However, there is joy here, intense joy and delight in the music. Simon's musical heart is open and embracing of all genres and cultures, folk, rock, doo-wop, Zulu choral, traditional Andean music, reggae, and on and on. His musical choices aren't always without controversy, but I think they have always reflected a deep love for all the music of the world. In fact, it's a bit ironic that the song I focus most on, is called American Tune, since the melody is an adaptation of the hymn tune that most people know as O Sacred Head Sore Wounded, which is from a chorale by J.S. Bach and appears in his St. Matthew Passion. Bach, in turn, adapted this melody from a secular German tune. World music, indeed. So far, the texts I've been preaching on tonight are the songs, but we've also heard the gospel of the day from John. As God, the source of life, has loved me, so I love you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept God's commandments and abide in God's love. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. It's hard living in a time when our cultural symbols are disappointing or failing us, It's hard to imagine what the world will look like, not only once this pandemic is over, but also when we finally stop trying to outrun history. When we have accepted reconciliation and restitution for past injustices, what will tie us together? But as the body of Christ abiding in God's love, we do have a vision of that world. And it's the vision we pray for every time we say the Lord's Prayer. May your kingdom come. May we work with God to establish God's new order of justice, peace, and love. So, let's get some rest. Let's get ready to do the work and keep traveling together to Graceland, that land of grace in God's love, where we have reason to believe we all will be received.